Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 5th annual GGW Honorable Mention Recording and Random Discussion. This is the wonderful part of the recording series that I get to talk about people who weren't around for a very long time that left a great impact, or that I wish had stuck around to do more shit that they didn't do. So, awesomely, let's proceed. First off, I have to say, Af, I was really happy to see you back in this contest, and I know you only got two entries in, and I had wished that you had been able to carry on further, and I can only hope that in the second AGWL season, you can step it up and be, like, a full-time employee of the fucking contest. Also, earning mad props for a single entry has to be 2 Pound, who, for some reason, self-depreciates his own writing, and yet proceeds to write relatively wonderful things. And I hope that you also come back and proceed to blow my freaking mind. Encia, a first-time participant, came in with one entry and had a lead in GGW in that first round. I was very sad not to see her continue to participate because I really liked her first entry, and it kind of sticks out as one of those things that was fascinating and fun about this contest. Kate and Maki both stuck around in the pre-GGW season, had a nice early AGWL credit going. It's very sad that you weren't around. I know, SM, you poked your head in every now and then. It would have been great to have you step up into GGW, but I know there was other shit going on and then some sort of other collaborative effort on your mind's forefront. So hopefully we will see more of you in the second season as well. There were some others who I wish didn't kind of run off. PunkFoxTH, PK hyped you up, and I was hoping that you would stick around, but you took one and then disappeared, which is kind of sad. I was hoping to see you come back and step things up a little bit. KDK, Kyria, one of the founding members of Glory to Everything, it would have been great to see you in GGW, and you disappeared. I don't know why. Real life, probably, but you are always a pleasure to read. This one is quite fascinating. Vi won a monthly contest in her first GGW/AGWC appearance, which quite frankly is fucking miraculous, because that, like, never happens whatsoever. And there are some other people who are involved in the AGWL over the course of the year who I wish actually stuck around and continued to participate, especially those on the list who I know like to go into other contests and criticize the shit out of them. I think it's somewhat ironic that these people overworked don't show up when the going actually gets going. Anyway, those are my random minor comments. For those of you who don't know, these are the four finalists, and this is miraculous. This has actually never happened before in all of the GGWs that we have concluded with four people having the possibility to take home that championship. They are Phantom Kitsune, PK, always exerting her authority, TLM, who came back after being gone for God knows how long to reassert her dominance, and two newcomers, the Solarized Knight, stepping up some game action after a relatively scary start for her, I guess, because, you know, I'm mean or some shit like that. And Ryder Selbe coming in, squeaking into the finals after her parents grounded her over and over and over and over and over again, because apparently they don't know that other parenting skills exist. Anyway, those are my final comments. More recordings to come in the next few weeks, in which I will break down the four finalists and give detailed, very detailed comments about each one individually. That's right. We're going to an individual recording plan, throwing back to GGW1, busting out some mad beats from the mouth of Wing TF McAllister. I will see you next time. Peace the fuck out. And, of course, get the hell off my audio file. Yeah, goddamn hippies.